I took one of my cars for service. I explained the problem to the technician. The service representative said, "This will take about an hour and a half, and you may wait in our customer lounge." I decided to call for someone to take me to the office so I could do something productive. The doctor's office is another place where you may practice the skill of waiting. I like early, the doctor's first appointment before the staff gets behind on their schedule. I also like to write out what I need as far as refills with my prescriptions and describe any ailments I've had since my last doctor's visit. That saves time, and you don't have to play the question and answer game with the nurse. When waiting for fast food, I would recommend you go to Chick-fil-A drive-thru. They are your best option. The employees are trained, courteous, and efficient. That company is the model for speed. Most of us are not very patient. When we're praying about a job, promotion, our marriage, our children, ministry, which college to attend, answers may not be immediate. I've found when I get ahead of God, I get in trouble. In Psalm 40, verse 1, I found these words. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. God sees way down the road. We can't see 5 seconds in front of our face. He has a plan for our lives and a path for us to follow. I recall pastoring a church many years ago, and I met opposition at every turn for the first 5 years. Several churches had inquired about me becoming their pastor. I continued to pray about whether or not to move. A deacon in that church gave me some great advice. He said, "Things are just turning around here. Your mission is not complete." I listened, and I finished 8 more years there where we saw people begin to come from 4 counties to that church. Had I not waited and listened to godly counsel, I would have walked out of God's will for my life. Waiting on the Lord for His direction always brings blessing.